Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
Good Friday morning, day before Halloween. Well, college football on Halloween seems right. Around here, it'll be, for many reasons, probably a little depressing to some. But welcome in. It is a Football Friday fiesta, a little bit dampered by the events of this week and no game. So for the ninth week, we play college football. For the eighth week, we play the NFL. We begin playoffs, and everybody except for tonight in this state in the high school football playoffs. But no college football around here. But college football on Halloween seems appropriate. I talked about the 92 game, the Nebraska-Colorado game in a rainstorm where the crowd was angry that day. And Nebraska throttled Colorado back in 1992. Will there be some tricks and some treats for this weekend? What a busy news cycle since we were last with you. Whether it be national media taking their usual cracks at Nebraska, and you know, some people around the country, they enjoy that stuff and they laugh at us and they make fun of us. And I know it's not easy to ignore, but try, because that's what they want. They want engagement. They want you to talk to them. They want you to click on their articles. And they're going to come back to whenever Nebraska does something again. And you watch, when Nebraska does something on the field that is good, they'll be back and they'll be writing glowing columns. That's how it works. But we're smart enough around here. We know who's on our side or who does the right thing. Even if they have something that you disagree with, they don't make it personal. I can't. The fact that some of these professional journalists who I've respected have gone completely personal on it. That's, come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What we're doing on a Friday is we're going to talk a lot of football from high school to college to the NFL. Brian Munson's going to join us at 11. Brian Christopherson at 11:30. Fortunately, no Brett Ciancia today. But don't fear. George is going to fill in, and he's going to help us break down a busy slate in college football this weekend.
I got you.
What do you got there in the Ohio State-Penn State game? Who's George, I'll give you 2 hours from now, because usually Brett stops in at about 12:30.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you 2 hours to come up with who should be scared tomorrow.
Got it. All right, I got you.
I'll even include tonight's Big Ten game with Minnesota playing at Maryland.
Gotcha.
Give me a list in 2 hours of five teams that should be scared this weekend.
Love it.
Okay. Could be upset alert. I mean, maybe you think Penn State is going to pull off the upset of Ohio State. Maybe you think Tom Herman will go into Stillwater and win. Or now that Trevor Lawrence will not be available for Clemson, that Clemson could be on upset alert. There is some unfortunate news, and with the pandemic, bowl games are becoming fewer and fewer. They are down to 36 games now. The Las Vegas Bowl is not going to happen. Now, everybody is eligible to be in a bowl game, but there are now just 36 bowl games, which I also wonder with when you get to the end of the season. So right now, everybody that's playing, and we still got the MAC is about to come back. We got the Pac-12 that is coming back next week. Is outside of the New Year's Six and the playoff, I think we'll be done with college football by the 1st of January. I think what they'll try and do is everybody go from playing in your conference championship game or, for example, what the Big Ten is going to do, and you'll go right into your bowl game. No stoppage, go home, come back. Probably the bowl games will take place from day before Christmas, a couple of days before Christmas to the first of the year. Like they'll try and jam a lot of bowl games in there. Because do you want, and that's what I was thinking about Nebraska with all of a sudden this interruption in their schedule where they have an off weekend, is across college football, one of the biggest concerns with coaches is they've got their players in somewhat of a bubble and they can monitor them and they're getting tested daily in some cases. You have a bye weekend. Now you don't have them in your facility nearly every day. They might not be in your facility for a couple of days. Some might even go home. Some might get lax. Some coaches, because they realize the stress that is going on, they allow players to go home for the weekend. And that's, Nebraska was all set up, like everybody else in the Big Ten, to run through 8 games in 8 weeks, throw on a 9th. You've got control of your players for a couple of months. You can test them. You can monitor them. Now you got a bye weekend. And so what happens? What do they do? Where do they go? And you keep your fingers crossed that they'll still be good. Now, the news is not great. Trevor Lawrence came out yesterday that he has tested positive for COVID. So he will not be available for Clemson when they take on Boston College tomorrow. If this was Justin Fields, he, of course, would not play against Penn State, and he'd be out for a couple of more games. But if you're Clemson, and they have said that right now, they don't have any other positive cases, and I'm glad that they had the transparency. This got out really quick. It was not first released by Clemson or Trevor Lawrence. It got out quick, and then Trevor Lawrence said, yes, you have my permission to announce that I have tested positive for COVID. George, is there any other player in college football that mirrors this country since March than Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence fought for college football to come back. While things were on edge in this country, Trevor Lawrence, along with his teammates, they were on campus in South Carolina talking, walking, and he has made a big statement about not only fighting to come back, that football comes back and has played as safe as possible, but he also has fought for the rights of the student athletes. Like, he's been very vocal, and he didn't have to. I mean, his football future is set. He's going to finish out the year. Don't believe the stuff about, which actually was earlier in the day, Dabo Swinney was asked extensively about Trevor Lawrence coming back. He's not going to come back. He's going to be the first overall pick. He's not worrying about his future. His future is going to have a lot of zeros behind a big number. But he was very vocal on issues, black and white issues, on student athlete issues, in being able to come back and do it safely and trust the players. So he has kind of mirrored this country since March. And then, oh, by the way, he tests positive for COVID. We've had a legendary football coach test positive, and then we find out it's a false positive, and now we've got the Heisman Trophy leader that has actually tested positive for COVID. Wouldn't it just make sense in this weird year of 2020 and in the college football world that the guy that wins the Heisman also got COVID? Now, there is another part of the conversation that you knew was coming when it was announced that Trevor Lawrence had tested positive, would be out for the Boston College game tomorrow. Is, okay, let's do the math, because on the horizon next Saturday, Clemson takes on Notre Dame, the next high-profile game on Clemson's schedule, which there are not very many of those. So you start doing the math, and you do the ACC math, and you're thinking, okay, 10 days, was he showing symptoms on Tuesday? Can we backtrack? Wait a minute, if I do the math, so he'll be able to play on Sunday, but the game is on... That's what we do. But we'll see what happens with Trevor Lawrence. But think about what the discussion would be like this morning if it was Justin Fields of Ohio State in the Big Ten and not Trevor Lawrence of Clemson in the ACC. Justin Fields would be done for 3 weeks, more than likely. And there would be an enormous outrage. And then we would see that 21-day be discussed in further length, which Barry Alvarez has said we need to take a look at it. If that gets changed, all bets are off. All bets are off when it comes to the Big Ten. But we hope that Trevor Lawrence is okay. They said his symptoms are mild. But, you know, he exemplifies the student athlete in this country, the white student athlete in this country. He has fought for things, for his teammates, for fellow student athletes, and now he's come down with COVID. And there will be this next week with him in a Clemson-Notre Dame game, the discussions that will go on about should he play. Now, I think we should also look at this from the standpoint of the Heisman Trophy candidate, favorite, coming down with COVID. Do we know what he would be like next Saturday? Would he be okay? Would he be okay to play? When we've talked in the NFL, I think Ezekiel Elliott and Cam Newton have been affected. They tell you about the fog. Do we even know that Trevor Lawrence would look like Trevor Lawrence to play in a rather important game next Saturday? But it seemed like this week that from the Wisconsin-Nebraska cancellation to Trevor Lawrence testing positive, it was inevitable. It has not been a great week. We're setting record numbers. Wisconsin has added to their numbers in their football program. There are reports this morning that Illinois may have had some positive cases where they did not at the beginning of the week. They play Purdue tomorrow. It's the Rona roller coaster that we're going to ride, and it's hitting close to home. And I was thinking about this, George, when I was driving in. I think we all know somebody that has tested positive.
Yep.
I hate it that I know people, and myself included, that we have lost somebody that we know to COVID. It was almost like it was inevitable. I mean, it just one after an. This is the week where I've heard from more friends that either they've tested positive, their significant other has tested positive, or they're at a business that all of a sudden has an outbreak. Rough week. But we carry on, and we'll carry on to a weekend of football. But Clemson will carry on without Trevor Lawrence. Desmond Howard will be remote tomorrow on game day. He has tested positive for COVID. We'll monitor the Illinois situation. The people that I know that cover Illinois and would know some insight, they have gone radio silent. So we will see what's going on with Illinois. But it'll circle back to my question about the Wisconsin-Illinois game 1 week ago tonight. Is something happened with the testing that needs to be investigated and investigated immediately by the Big Ten to figure out what went wrong, because that could happen again. And you've already lost one game, could maybe lose another, could lose another next week. We'll dive into that and much more. As I mentioned, coming up, Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson, also Dirk Chatelain will stop by. Do you think, with Clemson's standpoint, if Trevor Lawrence was out for a couple of games, or they even lost to Notre Dame without Trevor Lawrence, if voters would still keep Clemson in the top four, knowing how important Trevor Lawrence is to them? We'll see. So if I'm Clemson, though, I'm on high alert to see what happens next with my roster. All right. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, I'll talk some football. Are we angry today? George, take the pulse of everybody. Are we angry? I think we're disappointed. We're disappointed in there's no football this weekend, but understanding the circumstances. I think we're disappointed that people that are paid to have a byline are just throwing stuff at a wall, and they've lost our trust. Don't give them your click. I think we're disappointed. We're disappointed. We can't go trick-or-treating. Can't go to the haunted house that we normally go to. Or what's the haunted place in Iowa?
Villisca?
Villisca, there you go. Which is, isn't that just a tourist trap? No, I'm asking a question. Isn't that just a tourist trap?
Sure.
But a lot of people go to it?
Yep, a lot of people go to it.
You're being very politically correct here.
I'm not being politically correct.
You do not want to agree with me that it's a tourist trap. Mm.
I won't. I tell you right now, I won't go to check it out.
Well, I know, because you don't like that kind of stuff.
No. You're not trapping me.
All right, but 2 hours from now, you're going to fill in for Brett, and you're going to give me your five teams that should be scared tomorrow.
Gotcha.
951-1620, the number to hop in the boat and start rowing into the Equitable Bank inbox. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or at the official Twitter handle of the show at GarySharpShow. When we come back, we'll get more into the relationship of the Big Ten. We're basically repeating shows we had back in August. We're just going to do a throwback to August discussion about the relationship between Nebraska and the Big Ten. But it's more than a Nebraska thing, in my opinion. It's a Big Ten as a whole problem. It's just they have one member that is bringing up things that need to be brought up to better this conference. 10:45, Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday Fiesta off and rolling on this final day of October. Tomorrow is Halloween. You know what also? This is another part of being disappointed this weekend.
Uh-huh.
This idea of daylight savings time, which needs to go away. I know you get an extra hour of sleep, but do people realize at 4 o'clock in the afternoon it's going to be dark?
No. No, thank you. I also don't need an extra hour onto 2020. No. No, thank you. But it all feels old. It's a good life. That's what I'm told. But